Welcome to Hannah's Heart.
So Hannah, she's just one of the women who did struggle with infertility in the Bible.
No matter who we are, we can be inspired by the fact that Hannah took her pain to God and God heard her and was with her.
So when she was praying at the temple, she had been weeping and not eating, and her lips were moving, but her eyes were closed, and the priest was like, why are you drunk at the temple?
Because it can become an obsession when you want a child so deeply.
And desiring that baby and to be a mama. Every holiday, every Mother's Day.
This is not a show that's going to promise you a certain outcome. But this is a show that says, however God answers your cry, we know that He's enough. Hi, this is Kendra, and you are listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio. Thank you for joining us today. My lovely co-host, Anne Cockrell, is out today with a sick baby. Pray for her and her beautiful little girl, Jane. Y'all, let me tell you, if you're struggling with infertility, once God builds your family, whatever way He has decided, the prayer requests don't stop. Life keeps hitting you. So keep her in your prayer. She's dealing with poor sweet little Jane today. But of course, it's an honor to be able to have those sweet moments with our little one. For those of you that are new to the show, this is a podcast and show to help couples struggling with infertility or miscarriage or however God is building your family. We want to encourage you to cling to Christ. We know that it is exhausting to wait on the Lord. It is exhausting to not know the final answer. Today we have some really awesome guests with us, but before I say that, let me just tell you, we are officially up on streaming.afa.net. We have mentioned it on the show several times, but one of our wonderful producers, Mr. Modest Sparks, has been uploading, he's bashful now, oh shucks, has been uploading all of our episodes. So if you have missed any of them and you want to go back, you can also do that on our podcast page on afr.net. But if you want to see the video, if you want to see the dark circles under our eyes as Anne and I come in, you can check that out, streaming.afa.net. Today, we have two returning guests. This is Allison Brown and Kelsey Cole from Foreknown Ministries. Now, if you guys missed their episode, please go back. We had them on just a few weeks ago. They shared one of the most incredible, powerful testimonies that I have ever heard. Like, if you've ever been through something hard, I feel like when you hear somebody else that's gone through something as hard or... it's all hard. I'm not going to compare, but let's just say they've been to the pit and can still proclaim that God is good. So first of all, welcome back to the show, you ladies.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much. It's good to be back.
Well, our listeners need to go hear your previous podcast, but in case they missed it and they're listening right now, would you ladies give us just a quick summary of your personal testimonies?
Absolutely. So this is Allison. And back in 2018, my husband and I were due with our second beautiful girl, Cora, and very healthy, normal pregnancy. But unfortunately, 2 days before I was scheduled to be induced, we found out that Cora no longer had a heartbeat. And so we went through the process of grieving and trying to explain to our then 2-year-old Millie why her sister was physically here, but actually she was in heaven.
Wow.
And it was one of the, as you can imagine, hardest moments of our lives, not only as parents, but just as individuals, and having to lean into God, ask those hard questions, and lean into one another for support. So truly devastating season for us.
And this is Kelsey. We do sound a little bit of alike, so we'll say who we are. But after Cora went to be with Jesus, it was a little less than 2 weeks after that I went in for my last appointment, a few days short of 38 weeks. And almost the exact same thing happened. You know, I was 3 days away from a scheduled C-section, and the fact that there was no heartbeat found was just a punch in the gut, and it was traumatic and obviously the most painful thing. And it was in that season that while Allison and I grieved together, we were so thankful that we had one another, because not everyone has support, like we both did back in 2018. And about a month after we delivered our sweet son, Whitson, we found out that he had a rare chromosome mutation, trisomy 12, which is very, very rare. And after getting genetically tested, we found out that if and when we wanted to conceive again, that there would be less than a 1% chance of this happening. And so to say it was a fluke feels a little insensitive, but truly it was just very random. And so we know that our babies are with Jesus. And like I said, we just spent that spring and summer of 2018 just grieving together and asking the hard questions, crying out to God, asking like, why do you allow these things to happen? And especially in the case of, you know, infertility and, you know, asking those questions is not easy, but it's necessary to really grieve and to get through that grieving season, which thankfully we did.
That's incredible. Tell me, how did you move from that season of deep grief into launching a ministry to help others? Like, how did that get started?
Oh, good question. So Kelsey and I will say, we're very committed to spending our season of grief doing exactly that. Mm-hmm. We are both firm believers that we need to honor those feelings and those emotions that we're going through because they're valid and they're real. Mm-hmm. And our society just does not grieve well. And so we really took our time to slowly walk through that process and reached out for help and had great, great people surrounding us in prayer and comforting us on that journey. And it was one day in the fall of 2018 that Kelsey and I got together for brunch, and we just shared this vision that God had given us. And it was of us sharing his hope and spreading his light on this dark topic of pregnancy and infant loss. Mm. And it was crazy because I shared that with Kelsey, and then she looked at me and said, I've had the exact same vision. And so it was in that moment that it was a confirmation that God was still at work, that he was still with us, that he hadn't forgotten us, and that he was going to use our story, our tragic story, for good and for his glory. And there is something that I think rises up in a woman who's been through loss when somebody wants to tell her story and use her story. It's like you become proud of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not thankful that I walked through this, but I am proud that my story can be used to help encourage somebody else. Mm-hmm. And so that's truly what we decided to dive into.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and ladies, that's powerful.
Oh, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
And with that vision that we both had individually, it truly was of us speaking to parents just like us who have walked through the hard pain of pregnancy or infant loss. And what started as, you know, just honestly, social media channels, just getting out some kind of encouragement on the daily has led to so much more. And it's been a tragic honor is really the best way that we can describe it. But we know that when God uses our stories, like Allison said, like it will help others and bring him glory. And we're just very thankful for that. It's very humbling.
There's such an aspect to this of leaning into the sovereignty of God and trusting. I think we talked about this last time you're on his concept of what is good over ours. You know, it's easy to for some people to search for positive meaning in tragedy and to say, oh, well, God caused this to happen. I think we have to be careful with our language that, you know, God is not abusive, you know, but when tragedy does happen, he occasionally allows that to happen. I wouldn't use the word cause, but he somehow brings glory out of it. He has a way of picking up the broken pieces, like in Genesis when Joseph, I think it was said, you know, you intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. And I think about that with you guys, how many lives you've touched. Did you ever... this is maybe personal from somebody else who's started a ministry to reach couples. Have you ever struggled with, God, did you do this to me so that I could help others?
You know, I would be lying if I said that wasn't a thought that crossed our minds, but was quickly squelched by truth.
Amen.
God would never allow something like this to happen just so we could then minister to others. It was out of our grief and our love for him that we said, even still, you are good. And just like the scripture that you quoted, what the enemy meant to hurt me, God intended for good. And so by golly, I'm going to stand up and I'm going to keep declaring that he is good, because he allowed his son to die on the cross so that our babies could wake up in heaven. And my goodness, as a mom, like that, it just brings, that's the comfort that we needed in those dark early days and still do, of knowing that my kid never had to experience COVID. I never have to worry about anything in regards to her. But now I look forward to the day that I get to spend eternity with her and also with my Savior. And man, I want, that is what we want for every parent.
Amen. I heard recently that the term, the theology of suffering, and what you believe about God is tested most when you suffer or go through hard times. And what I love is that y'all's ministry is like, you're EMTs for people who have gone through miscarriage or stillbirth. Like, you are first responders to help somebody when you're processing, whoa, God, what just happened? How should I think rightly about who you are in this moment of deep darkness? So talk about the resources that you have on your website to help people that are literally spiritually bleeding.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and we love the way that you said that, because that's exactly our heart, Kendra, is to walk in the trenches with parents in the deepest, darkest moments where you're sitting on your bedside wondering if life is even worth continuing, right? Like, those are the moments that we feel like God has called us to, because we know God's heart, right? We know that God grieves with us. You know, and some of the things that, Foreknown Ministries offers, Kendra, is talking about, you know, as you talk about being an EMT, one of the first ways that we come on the site, if you will, is through our texting community. We have a beautiful texting community where men or women can text this 719 number, and it goes directly to our team, and we can provide almost first respondent-like resources and encouragement. You know, we don't push faith right away, but we ask them if they are people of faith, because we are not exclusive to the believer. You know, our ministry is for everyone, but we're able to really sit with people in that pain, but also say it can get better if you choose. You know, you can find joy again if you choose. And so that's one of the many things that we offer. We actually just got done hosting our fifth annual Women's Weekend Retreat here in Colorado Springs. And that has become such a sweet event. Our weekend retreats are just, you know, personally curated to just be a safe place of hope for parents. You know, we started doing the Women's Weekend 5 years ago, but since then we have started doing weekend retreats for couples to come together to really work on their marriage after loss, which is such a need. And then this fall we're going to be hosting our first men's excursion weekend. And we know that we grieve so differently. And so to have those different types of experiences is so needed. And then finally, to wrap it all up with a bow, we do offer one-on-one personalized coaching. You know, we're not licensed counselors, but you know what? We're moms who have been there, and we get it, and we just want to be that person, like Allison was for me, and I was for her, for people that don't feel like they have that community, or just the person that they can just, you know, unleash their stuff to, you know,
and air out some laundry that maybe has been there for a while. Mm. And so, you know, we offer free digital support groups every single month. So there is not a lack of ways people can find community through 4Known.
Wow. That's so many great resources. Let's just slow down for a second. What is the number that they can text if someone listening right now is like, I'm that person that my life just, it's like a wreck just happened and I do need help.
Absolutely. That number that they can text is 719-626-8486.
And they just text help and someone will be there to to respond and walk them through. That's incredible. You also have, I noticed on your website, you have like a guide to help people get through grief. Can you tell me about that?
Absolutely. So the guide was something that we personally put together, you know, and this is something which is really neat, Kendra, because a grandma could send this to her daughter. You know, a friend could send this to a friend who's miscarrying. Or you can obviously just download it for free from our website.
That's how I knew I liked y'all. It popped up on the website. It was like, or download for free. I was like, these ladies aren't holding hostage the truth of God, man. It just reveals your heart.
Not at all. Absolutely. It would be a sin if we did. And because God's word and God's hope is for everyone. Like everything that we do is scripture based. Mm. It's not, you know, you can't copyright that.
Sure.
And so we know that if women can just go to 4Known Ministries.org, you know, download a free PDF that really truly is a guide through grief, it really is a way that we can walk in the trenches with parents.
Well, what are some of the things that they'll find in that guide? What are some of the tips that you have?
So really what it is here's what to expect. Like your spouse is not going to grieve the same way that you do.
Oh, that's good.
That was really a hard pill for me to swallow. But through counseling, what I realized and reaffirmed was, hey, men and women are different. And we were intentionally made differently so that we can shoulder each other up in our marriages. And so, it's this expectation that, you know what, some people are going to forget special dates. Some people are going to remember and just cling to those people. Also, people are going to say dumb things. And unfortunately, we've all received that. We could write a whole book on that, of just the different hurtful things that people are intending for good but can come off as painful. And so we walk women along this path of how do you respond to the person whose intentions are good, but their words are hurtful. So it's got a few nuggets like that in there. And I'm not going to share all of them because we do want people to download it. But that really is where do you start from the very beginning?
I think you're right. Really, go ahead.
And really coming back to the common theme of there's so many ways that you can find comfort. There's so many ways that, you know, you can find quick comfort. But if you want true healing, we truly believe that that comes from Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. And how helpful for you to be able to not heap extra burdens on people with those statements. I know you said people say stupid things. You can try again. Like, who is that helping? You know, we've had a list of those on Hannah's heart before where we've talked about those unhelpful things, but also positioning your heart, I think, is helpful to not be ready to attack anyone who comes close to, you know, because a lot of times people are well-intentioned and they're just being foolish, but trying to see their heart behind it. I want to go back to the community aspect that you were talking about. You have, like, how do people join into the community? Is it a Facebook group? Like, if they're not able to come to the retreat, are there other ways that they can connect with others?
Yes, absolutely. So we do have an app where people can download the 4Known Ministries app, which includes a prayer wall where they can actually put in prayer requests and be prayed for like immediately, which is so neat. So besides obviously the social media communities, the digital support groups have really become such a sweet community because we do have one for men, which is on the third Wednesday of every month. And then we do have one for women, which is on the third Sunday of every month. And like I said, it's just a free a free Zoom call where they can just, you know, once they have the link, they can just jump on. We usually have a different topic that we discuss, or sometimes even a guest speaker to share their testimony and really receive encouragement together. Mm-hmm. And know, and as they hear from other women or men with similar stories or even just different stories of, mm-hmm. of suffering and pain, that they can know that they are not alone in theirs.
How do you think God, like, intends community? What part does community play in the healing process?
I'm not going to say it's the entire thing, but it's pretty close. Because we are not created to walk through life alone. Mm-hmm. I think COVID was a beautiful example of how much we need each other and how much we need community. Yeah. And if you throw grief and trauma on top of that, I mean, it just becomes so much more of a lifeline. I mean, there were so many days when I called Kelsey and I was like, listen, these are the thoughts rolling around in my head. I need you to walk me off this ledge and vice versa. Not a literal ledge, but you know what I mean? And so community is such a central part and essential theme of Foreknown, because we didn't realize that not everybody has a Kelsey or an Allison when they're walking through their grief. And so this thought of having to do that alone and having to wrestle alone with your own thoughts and feelings in a season when hormonally you're not balanced. I mean, you've gone through something traumatic, and then mentally you're trying to process, you know, the fact that you were pregnant and now you no longer are. You know, we absolutely need strong Christians to surround us and walk us through those times and speak that truth to us that we find in the Bible.
Yeah. Wow. Now, you guys have been doing this for about 5 years now. Is that right?
That's right.
What sort of fruit have you seen from all of these resources?
That's a great question, Kendra. We've seen salvation come to people. And that's the biggest blessing, and that's the biggest fruit. You know, one of the things that we started hosting this last fall here in Colorado was a statewide Wave of Light event where families that have been through pregnancy or infant loss can come and gather in person. It's the only event of its kind, and we saw people raise their hands saying, no, I need hope. And that hope is in Jesus. And so, I mean, ultimately that's the best fruit we can receive out of ministry, because that's what it's all about. It's about putting our faith in a good God, you know, even after one of life's toughest painful events. And one of my favorite things that we've seen is this shift of thinking where women come to us saying, why would God take my baby? And we get to stop them. We get the honor of stopping them right there and saying, that's not truth. God did not take your baby, but he welcomed them into heaven with open arms and no questions asked. And so to be able to speak that truth to them and watch their whole perspective and their view of God change it gives me goosebumps every time.
I got goosebumps when y'all were talking. Just hearing somebody accept Christ, because eternity with your child, like when you're grieving and that loss has happened, to know, wow, if I accept Christ, I get to see this child and meet them in heaven is so hopeful, not let alone the fact that you get to have eternity with Christ and while on earth experience peace and wholeness and healing. Well, ladies, we just have a few minutes left, about 2 minutes left. Would you give us a taste of if someone calls and wanted to pray with you? I'm going to have you just pray for our listeners to close out our show.
We'd be honored. Oh, Jesus, you are so good to us, God. We know that, Lord, when we do go through whatever storm we're facing, God, if that is the loss of a child, the loss of a job, no matter what way we grieve, God, that you are with us. that you never leave us. In fact, you push in towards us in moments of pain. God, you pursue us because you are near to the brokenhearted. God, I pray, Lord, for those listening right now under the sound of my voice, Lord, that would be in any amount of pain, God, for whatever reason. May you just draw near to them. Mm-hmm. God, may they realize that your faithfulness and your character never wavers, even when the storms of life do. God, that you are continually there for us, God, because of your great love.
And Father, I just pray for each woman listening that they would find a community where they are. If they're walking through heartache and trials alone, that you would bring somebody to them to shoulder them up, Father, to speak truth and love to them in your truth. God, I thank you that you are a God that grieves with us,
yes,
that you are a God full of grace and love, and that you always, always walk through everything in life with us, God. You are a good Father, and it is an honor to serve you, Lord. I pray a hedge of protection around everyone listening, that they would find peace and rest in you. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. You guys, go visit foreknownministries.org. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing your heart with us today.
Thank you. You're so welcome.
And thank you for listening to Hannah's Heart on American Family Radio.